Today, we continue with lesson number 68 in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kelim. We are in the 17th Perek, Perek Yud Zayin, the 10th and 11th Mishnayos, Mishnah Yud and Mishnah Yud Aleph. Mishnah Yud. We learned yesterday that the Amo measure of length came in various sizes. The standard Amo was 6 tvochim. There were two sizes larger than the 6 tvochim Amo. One was a chatzi etzba longer, and the other was a full etzba longer than 6 tvochim. And they were used by the workmen in the Beis HaMikdash who took materials and promised to deliver materials of the standard Amo, 6 tvachim, but actually delivered objects which were 6 tvachim and a fraction, so that they would be careful not to derive any benefit from Hekdesh. Rabbi Meir says the following, Rabbi Meir Omer, Kol ha'amos hoya beinonios. All of the measures in the Beis HaMikdash, which are measured by length as being an amma, two ammas, half an amma long, we're talking about an amma of six tvachim, the amma which we've been discussing in the previous Mishnah. However, there are certain exceptions where the amma is not six tvachim, but five tvachim, a smaller amma, an amma katana. Chutz mi mizbeach hazohov, the golden mizbeach inside the heichal upon which the ketores, the incense, was brought, that was an amma by an amma tall, an amma wide, etc. There the amma was but five tfachim. Viha keren, the larger mizbeach out of doors, had four corners to it, and each corner there protruded what's called a keren, and the keren too was an amma high and an amma by an amma square. So that keren, those keranos, the four keranos of the mizbeach, hachitzon of the outer mizbeach, were also the amma of five tvochim. V'hasovev, in the middle of the mizbeach, there was a protrusion, kind of like a ramp around the side of the wall, and it went all around the mizbeach. That's the sovev. That was five amos high and one amma wide. In other words, it was five amos off of the previous lower platform, but it was indented one amma inward, and the Kohanim would walk along that one amma width. That amma too was five tfachim deep. Vahayasod, at the bottom of the Mizbeach, in various directions, there protruded a little bit of the base of the Mizbeach. That was called the Yesod, the basis or the fundamental part of the Mizbeach. That too was one amma high off the ground and one amma indented as a step, like a step. So those, all the above, are all five tvachim. The Gemara, in various places in Shas and Menachos Daf Tzadik Zayin and elsewhere, derives this from a posuk in Yecheskel. We won't go into the derivation here, but the main point is that the list of Rab Meir were exceptions to the rule. The only exceptions to the rule being an amma is generally six tvachim or, in certain limited cases, six tvachim plus a fraction. But the Mizbeach Hazov, the Keren, the Sovev, and the Yesod, according to Rab Meir, were five tvachim long. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda looks at it differently, and he says, Amas HaBinyan, the amma measuring the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, the walls, etc., and the Mizbeach Hachitzon is also considered a structure. Those were Shisha Tfachim, was six Tfachim long. Vishel Kalim, however, the Amma which measured the utensils or the furnishings of the Beis HaMikdash. For example, the Aron, the Ark, or the Shulchan, or the table, or the Mizbeach HaZahav, which is considered a kli, a utensil, and not a structure, they were also all Chamisha, Wav, five Tvachim. According to Rabbi Meir, the Kelim too were six Tvachim, not five, as Rabbi Yehuda says, except for the Mizbeach HaZahav, etc., which were five Tvachim. The halacha is like Rabbi Meir. The Mishnah continues, Mishnah Yud Aleph. V'yesh she'omru, in certain situations, the Chachamim said, b'mida daka, that one should measure by the smaller measure in the range of measurements. They include midos halach v'hayovesh, when one comes to measure liquids which have to be measured out in the Beis HaMikdash, for example, the olive oil or the yayin, which had to be measured out in sizes of a hin or a chatzi hahin, or the flour, which had to be measured out by the solid volume measure of an isaron or a chatzi isaron, they were measured beitalki, with the Italian standard of measurements, which zo midboris, the Italian measurement in the time of Chazal, in the time of the Mishnah, was equal to the size of these measures in the midbar in the time of Moshe Rabbeinu, which is the smallest measure, because later over the course of history, the measures were increased in size. One was in Yerushalayim, and it was called the Mido Yerushalmis. And then above that, in Tzipori, there was an even larger expansion or inflation, so to speak, of the size of the various measures, and that's called the Mido HaTziporis. But the smallest of all was the Mido Midboris. So the Mishnah here says that when it comes to measuring the liquids and solids which comprised the various karbanos, mincha, and the Beis HaMikdash, they were measured by the small measure. V'yesh, there are other situations, said the Mishnah, she'omru, where they said, we don't have any standard measure, but rather, hakol lefi mashehu adam, it all depends upon a person's size. How large he is. Hakometz es hamincha, when it comes to a korban mincha, the kohen scoops up three fingers full of dough, and that of flour, and that becomes the kometz, which is put upon the mizbeach. So you can have a kohen who's a small little fellow, and his kometz is much smaller than some huge, large, you know, 6 foot six football player type of kohen, whose kometz would be much larger. So it depends upon the individual. Similarly, the hachofen es haktores, when it came to filling one's hands full of the incense during the process of the avoda on Yom Kippur, where the pasuk says umelo chofnov kitores samim dako, so the melo chofnayim depended upon the size of the particular kohen. V'hashose kemole lugmav biyom hakipurim. In order for a person to be chayev for drinking liquid on Yom Kippur, he has to drink the size of an expanded cheek full. Well, depends upon the size of a person. By the way, when it comes to making kiddush, one also has to drink enough wine which equals the mole lugmav. But it depends. If a person's a short, puny fellow, then his mole lugmav is smaller. If he's a large fellow, his mole lugmav is bigger. Continuing, v'chimzon shtei se'udos lo'eruv. And similarly, when a person wants to make an eruve trumen, meaning he wants to be able to walk more than 2,000 amos outside of his little village, so before Shabbos he can walk 2,000 amos from his village, put down mazon shtei sudos, two meals worth of food, leave it there, that now becomes his, so to speak, his dwelling place, and then he can go back to the village, and on Shabbos he can walk an additional 2,000 amos further than the two seudos that he put down as his Eruv Tuchumen. So it's the amount of meals, amount of food necessary for two meals. But, says Rabbi Meir, Mizono l'chol avolo l'shabos, div Rabbi Meir. It is the amount of food that he would consume in two weekday meals, not the amount of food that he would consume in two Shabbos meals. So holds Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda says the reverse. L'shabos avolo l'chol. He has to put down two Seudos worth, two Shabbos Seudos worth of food, not two weekday meals worth of food. Elu v'elu, says the Mishnah, miskavnin lohokel. Rabbi Meir gives you what he considers to be the smaller. He considers weekday meals to be smaller than Shabbos meals. And Rabbi Yehuda holds that Shabbos meals are smaller than weekday meals. Why should that be? So Rashi and the Bartanura explain, there are various explanations about why Shabbos meals and weekday meals would vary in size. But Rashi says that Rabbi Meir holds that a person eats on Shabbos more than during the week, because Shabbos is better food, there's cholent and there's kugel, and therefore the Shabbos meals are larger. So he is more lenient and says all you have to put down are two meals of weekday meals, which are smaller, which are just plain, you know, tuna fish and rye bread. Rabbi Yehuda, however, says the reverse, and that is the Shabbos meals are smaller, because on Shabbos a person eats three meals. On the weekday he only eats two meals. So on Shabbos each meal is smaller because he knows he's eating three. But the weekday meals, only eating two each day, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, are larger. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda says, the more lenient size are the Shabbos meals. The Mishnah continues and says that when we speak of measuring out two meals, food the size of two meals, so here's the, we don't go by Shabbos meals, weekday meals, but rather, says Rabbi Shimon Omer, Mishtei Yados Lekikor Misholosh Lekav, that the two Seudos are the size of two-thirds of a Kikor, two-thirds of a loaf, Shtei Yados Lekikor, two-thirds of a loaf, Misholosh Lekav, when a loaf is the size that a kav, a measure of flour, the size of eight eggs, the size of eight eggs, that's a kav. When you make out of a kav three loaves, two of those loaves are enough to be considered the shtei seudos shel eruv. So holds Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Yochanan Broker Omer, no, a different measure. Make kikor befundyon. You have to have a loaf of bread, a kikor, which costs a punjon, which I'll explain to you the denominational value of a punjon in a moment. May arba soin besela, when you can purchase four saw of flour for a sela. So then a kikor worth a punjon of that flour is the amount of bread you need for the two seudos. So let's work this out. According to Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka, the two seudos must be comprised of a loaf of bread which can be bought for a punjon when four sa'a of wheat are sold for a sela. Now, four sa'a are 24 kabim, because a sa'a is 6 kabim. The sela is 48 pinjonim. So when you can buy four saw for a seller, it works out that each kav is two pinjonim. Each kav is 1/24th of a saw. Two kavim are, a kav then is two pinjonim. And a loaf of bread bought for a punjon is equivalent to a half a kav of chitim, about 12 eggs worth. So that is the difference between Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka. Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka said he must have bread equal to where the loaf of bread is the kind you could buy for a punjon when four sa are going for a seller. Obviously, there are various opinions here, and the halacha remains like Rabbi Yochanan ben Broka when it comes to the determining the size of the two seudos which have to be left for an eruv techumen. And so we have completed Mishnah 11 of the 17th perek, and in the process concluded lesson number 68.